This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com. Also, your point about coyotes, mm-hmm. I have a whole bunch behind my house. I don't know why.
I have some that sing at 12:17 a.m. every single night.
That exact time?
12:17. It's the craziest thing.
And they check their watch. Good. They're like, it's time.
Yeah.
They like cackle like hyenas.
The almost. Sounds are...
They're horrifying. Bone-chilling. Sometimes they sound like women screaming.
Yeah, they sound like JoJo Siwa.
Welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your fave, everybody knows me, who cares about me, on to the guests. Today we have the iconic, the hilarious, the amazing Chris Fleming!
Woo! I care about you, Adrian.
I don't.
I don't know why I thought it was going to be I thought I was going to hear myself amplified.
It was going to echo.
Yeah.
You're used to the headphones.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it feels kind of au naturel without the phones.
It does.
Oh, I like
it's
that.
It's real genuine energy between us.
We could be in the woods right now.
And maybe we are.
We could be in a bunker. Yeah.
I'm so honored to have you as a guest.
Honored. With the you are, the British way?
Nah.
Okay.
Good old fashioned
the
American
Nebraskan way. Yeah. Honored.
Chris Fleming is a very successful and hilarious stand-up comedian.
Thank you. I don't think I've been described as successful to my face. That's nice.
Well, you know, it's our first time hanging, so I gotta be nice. Gotta lie.
No, we hung backstage briefly. Well, we were...
Briefly.
We cohabitated.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't hang.
I stalked around. Passing ships.
Yeah.
Yeah. we were really like gliding right past one another.
Yeah.
But it was a time to be had. An instant connection, you and I.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Oh, it was electric.
It's just palpable.
Yeah. Did you? I don't think... I usually dry heave before shows. Did you see me dry heave? I don't think I was dry heaving that night.
No, I didn't. And I'm also glad I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dry heaving is just like just one of your routines?
Yeah. Well, I used to get so nervous that I would dry heave.
Really?
And then I started thinking I had to dry heave to wake my body up to perform.
Interesting. Like
that kind of a thing.
So it's like vocal exercises,
mm-hmm.
but it's just you violently gagging in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You're all, 1 second, please.
Yeah.
You're all,
is he okay? Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
with
so...
an arched back on the ground.
Like a cat?
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine it's like when a seagull's like swallowing a piece of fish. It's like...
My dog did that with a sock. My therapist was like, how's that dog working out? And I look outside and he's throwing a sock in, up and then he unhinges his jaw and it just goes down his throat.
Really?
And I had to take him to the emergency vet. Yeah. And I was like, excuse me. It was 5 minutes in the therapy.
You're like, I actually have to log off really quick, but I will bring this up on the next session.
He's old and dangerous and crazy and like, and he tries to bite me like every day.
Interesting. Does he know he's your dog or... You're just kind of cornering him.
It's like a parole officer situation that I, disrespect is keeping him alive for me. Ooh, did you get those at the UGG store?
No, I actually got them as a gift.
Okay.
I don't know where they came. I would assume they came from an UGG something or other.
If that was supposed to be our little secret that I see UGG on the back, I'm sorry. We can Spotify can cut that.
It's okay. There's a wide. They'll see it.
Also, I didn't know Spotify is doing video.
Oh, yeah, girl.
I saw your... I opened an episode, and mm-hmm. I thought I was having, like, an anesthesia flashback or something.
You're rolling all
I was
of
getting
a sudden?
Yeah. Seeing you and EJ Marcus on spot. I'm like, am I getting hacked?
I love EJ.
Oh, EJ's so great.
Funny. Amazing. Chris and I both opened for our good friend Caleb Herron.
Yes.
Good friend, mortal enemy, same thing. It's all the same at the end of the day.
Deviant.
Yeah, yeah, sexual deviant, oh, actually. Yeah.
Oh, yes, just untrustworthy, unsavory, thief.
A liar.
Huge liar.
God, all of the things. Yeah. Even you're...
Noble.
Hot, yeah, rich, yeah, all the things.
I feel like he would have been huge in the 90s. And I mean that in the good way.
Literally?
Like, no, I mean, like, he would have had a talk show in the 90s.
Probably.
Like a talk show that all of our moms would watch. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Totally. Like a Dr. Phil situation. Or maybe more so Dr. Oz. Because, like, lots of older women like Dr. Oz. Why? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, he's a 10.
He gives horrible advice and is actually not a doctor, but...
Yeah, and he's always, like, switching his calf muscles with each... Like, you know, he's always, like, doing stuff like that. That's why he looks so fresh.
Like, he's, like, getting implants and moving
them? Yeah, but he's swapping them out like tires.
Upgrade to a new model?
Every 2 weeks. God! He bites a stick. God! God! But then he looks so hot.
And he's like, I just locked in another 10 years of that show.
I thought this guy, Scott, got calf implants, and I started a rumor they got calf implants in high school. But turns out he just moved on top of a hill, so every day he's working at the... So his calves were like...
So you Jack and Jill? Why is he walking up a hill every day?
Yeah, get the fill of water, yeah. Which one of them died, Jack or Jill? It was a suicide. A murder-suicide.
A suicide pact. Yeah. It was a real Waco situation.
Like a civil action. Yeah. It was Waco.
Yeah. Tortured for like 2 weeks.
I get people... I know I'm blowing up when the David Koresh comments start coming onto my videos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just David Koresh.
Because you got big glasses and long hair?
I know. That's when I've reached outside my audience.
Yeah, you're breaching Gen Z territory.
Are you from Texas?
Yeah. You familiar with Waco by any chance? What's your opinions on cults? How do you feel about it? Do you think you would fall into a cult? Caleb and I have talked about this.
I would be in a managerial position.
Interesting.
In a cult.
Yeah.
Oh, I could. At a certain point in my life, I could have fallen prey to a cult. Definitely.
You think?
But now I think I respect myself enough to kind of run it.
Just aim higher.
And I have the look, you know.
That's true. You have the energy.
And the warm touch.
You would be in charge. I think I'd be like HR.
I'd be
approving PTO. I'd be like handling sexual harassment, which would be my entire job. I'd be busy all the time.
Yeah.
I'd be receiving complaints, handing them out.
You would never stop.
Putting them on probation, but they can't leave. Yeah. That's my role.
They probably have that in like a PDX, in a Portland cult. They probably do have some kind of HR department.
Yeah. I start a Slack channel
it up.
For the cult. So everybody knows where to meet up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would your cult be called?
I honestly don't think I'd have any hand in naming it. I think they would just hire me like staffing.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Indeed. I just get pulled out of a resume file. Turns out I'm HR for a cult.
That's cool.
When I talked to Caleb about being in a cult, though, I was telling him I think I'm too smart to be in one because I genuinely don't listen when people tell me things that I know aren't true.
Well, that's your whole thing. I mean, you have that very dismissive laugh. You have the laugh that is really putting men across this once great nation into their place. Yes. You have the laugh of several people.
Yeah, true.
And that's why
it's all my ancestors.
It's and that's every man's fear is to have the community laughing at them.
That
and
is
so
true.
When you unleash that. It's like when Doug Funny would like see all of his friends laughing at him. You know, like he'd have like a nightmare where you know, like Doug would get his period or something and then everyone's like ha 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 ha. See, that's true.
It's haunting.
That's why you're such a necessary force in the
gosh.
The online world.
Thank you. It's an honor. I feel like even when I was telling him I think I'm too smart when he had posted it online. A lot of people were like, smart people always think they're too smart to get in a cult, and then they do. Oh, well, maybe I'm just built different.
Yeah,
maybe I'm better than you. I don't know.
Could be your blind zone. I mean, do you know anyone who's cult
been in
adjacent?
A cult?
Yeah.
I know a couple Mormons, so I guess it's about the same, isn't it?
Have you gone to Scientology yet?
No. They frighten me a little bit.
Oh.
Just the energy of it.
Once we get in that lobby, we're not getting out.
Yeah, you know
Once
what?
Once they I'd give like you to... the Andes mints.
Yeah.
You know they've got Andes mints in there.
And I'm sold. That's all I need.
You're in a fridge. You take a bite of Andes. You're on a bobsled. I'm not going anywhere.
What if that's how they've been recruiting? They're Andes. Just handing out Andes mints. Andes mints.
Nexium gives out Junior mints. We give out Andes, like a quasi good restaurant. Like a 4.5 star restaurant on Yelp.
There's crack cocaine in those Andes mints. Those mints are good.
There's a little bit of Novocaine. Yeah. And a beta blocker, so you just you shouldn't drive. You gotta wait 20 minutes before you drive, or take the SATs after an Andes.
Taking the SATs, you pop an Andes before you go take your SATs.
Dude, where'd you go? I don't see you in those. Where are your eyes, man? I just had Andes, dude.
High off the Andes mints.
Just dead eyed. It's like just Gerard Carmichael eyes. Just Gerard's gone into the Andes.
Oh, I know that look. Yeah. That's Andes mints.
Yeah, they're in Peru right now.
Dude, can you imagine? That's how they were recruiting them. They were just drugging them with Andes mints, or just enticing them, I guess.
That's how Gerard does his. That's how he does all those 20-minute pregnant pauses. He's just digesting Andes.
And there's a science to it. He's clearly mastered it.
Yeah. No, but anyone. I went into the parking lot of Scientology with my friend. We were like, let's go to the parking lot. And they're truly like in the lobby. It's like a guy who looks what are the gondolas? Not the gondolas, but like the gondolas. Like a gondola, like a chairlift type thing.
Okay.
You know, like one of those kind of Swiss looking thing. I'm telling you, if I was alone, I may have gone in.
If you didn't have someone with you.
If I didn't have an accountability buddy. An accountability buddy. What is it? Accountability buddy?
It's like a gym buddy.
Well, an accountability buddy was also in the echidna platypus family, right? And then the accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me not even knowing what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Doesn't it sound like a egg laying mammal?
And have the tail of a beaver, like a platypus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the teeth of a schnauzer. In the eyes of a man. Oh, yeah, that's the accountability buddy.
Are you afraid of any animals? You seem like someone that would be afraid of animals.
Mm-hmm.
You got that energy about
you. I hate coyotes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just disagree with what they're up to.
Which is?
Living off of people's emotional support animals.
Living off their friends.
Yeah.
Their chosen family.
Although I do relate to that. Like, you know when you see a coyote during the day and you're like, not supposed to be here? That's how people look at me when I'm walking around, like, Beverly Hills. Like...
There's something off about seeing you in the daylight.
But other than that, yeah.
Right. Something off about that.
You shouldn't see me.
Yeah. We shouldn't be looking at each other.
6 to 7, those are my hours where I'm where I should be visible.
Where you thrive?
My visiting hours. Do you have any animals that you're afraid of? Oh, okay. Sorry. Afraid of? I'm afraid of a ton of animals.
Same. Yeah. I was going to say. I have very, very, I believe, rational fears about lots of animals.
Like what? Name a couple.
Well, I hate, like, whales. I really fucking hate whales. I don't know. What, I know everyone's going to be like, whales are so, I don't give a fuck. Hate them. Hate them all.
What about their beautiful songs?
Are you talking about the sonar? Yeah.
One of them wrote Fields of Gold.
Added to the
gold.
List of reasons why I hate them. I don't think anything should ever be that big. I think you should just get less big.
Totally.
Those are my thoughts.
I mean, like, it's thrilling. And the only threat they really pose is if your kayak is right above the blowhole and they sneeze. Other than that, it's like, right?
Yeah, it's just, other than that, they're just kind of existing but that bothers me. Also, yeah. Watching like that SeaWorld documentary, Blackfish, is that what it was?
Oh, yeah, I missed that one. It
was crazy. But they are just way too fucking smart, too, on
top. Oh, you're talking about the orcas?
Yeah. Well, yeah. All of them. Mm-hmm. D, all of the above.
How smart?
Well, and according to those documentaries, like, those whales would, like, study, like, your patterns, like, where you would typically... You know, they do the little shows, and they, like, would pose at a certain place and throw a fish or whatever.
Yeah.
So the main whale that was, like, fucking everybody up,
the star, yeah.
He was like studying them for months and learning where they went, and then that's how he would kill them, because he would catch them when they were vulnerable. Like, they noticed that he was studying the patterns of humans.
You can't blame him.
No, not at all. I mean, it's they should have unionized. They should have let the whales unionize.
Yeah.
I think that would be fair.
They do make fish look appetizing.
I think so.
Just like a whole fish. You know? Tossing them.
I mean, you would know. You gulp them down all the time like a seagull. Mm-hmm. Also,
they were throwing me a Branzino in the green room. in the Brad's green room.
Yeah, that was on your who writer. Do you call, what's the, your writer? Yeah.
Writer?
Yeah, writer.
How do you spell writer? With a Y?
I actually don't. I think it would. No, I think it's just R-I-D-E-R.
Yeah, I've been humiliating myself in some emails.
I have no idea if that's how you spell it, if I'm being honest.
Ryder, that's more like someone in the X Games. R-Y-D-E-R. That's what
Yeah. And he hates both of us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he doesn't even think of... He just pantses me. He doesn't even... He doesn't even care enough to hate me. That's a quick...
Nerd.
What are you doing with those up?
Also, your point about coyotes. Mm-hmm. I have a whole bunch behind my house. I don't know why.
I have some that sing at 12:17 a.m. every single night.
That exact time?
12:17. It's the craziest thing.
And they check their watch. Good. They're like, it's time.
Yeah.
They like cackle like hyenas.
The almost. Sounds are...
They're horrifying. Bone-chilling. Sometimes they sound like women screaming.
Yeah, they sound like JoJo Siwa. Sometimes
like,
it is
Karma's
JoJo.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
It's a coyote.
It's just JoJo yelling at her mom.
And then they have a side pony and a big bow. They do sound like that. That's fucking terrible. They're horrifying. They really are. And I have two little Frenchies. And those...
You have two Frenchies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I've spent a lot of money on dog care, if you couldn't guess, by the breed that I chose to have.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes my first Frenchie, his name is Squid, I think he is like, I miss the vet. And so he goes and eats something life-threatening, so I have to take him back. Drop fucking a rack on a steroid shot. I literally had to do that the other day because he chose to step on a bee. Like, he was, like, jumping around it, and then he just went like this. And then turns out Frenchies can die from bee stings.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if you knew that.
Well, Frenchies have a rough go of it.
Yeah, they are slated to die at any point. Yeah. You just see them
outside waiting to get struck by lightning. Yeah,
and mine would, like, actually
How
would.
Old are they?
My first Frenchie Squid is about to be 2, and then my foster Frenchie is going to... He just turned 1, so his name is Tuna.
Oh, great.
Squid and Tuna.
So we got a real marine type of theme.
Yeah.
A sea life theme.
Yeah, and Tuna is completely deaf, so.
Yeah.
That got that working for me, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Big old ears, fucking useless.
So you have to, he does lip reading. Tuna. Yeah. Get off that bee. Now. Yeah. Histamine Tuna. My dog loves the vet so much too. The one who's so old and dangerous, and I can't. He's 120 pounds.
Okay.
And so
what kind of dog is he?
Mastiff Pitbull.
Damn.
And he'll go to the vet and then he will refuse to leave. And they're like, no dog has ever not wanted to leave the
vet.
That's
literally mine
too.
This
dog?
Yeah, he loves the vet.
And he tries to bite them when they try to put and me when I'm trying to pull him out. It's it's humiliating.
That's why I said I don't think he knows he's your dog.
Oh, no. People are like, is he nice? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. And don't ask him. He's going to get mad at me.
Yeah. Kind of. And people are like, is he angry right now? I'm like, I don't know. He just screams at me all day.
Yeah, we don't talk.
Mom.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
I wake up with the wind of his breath. He goes, oh, and it's the blast. And he's, oh.
He's sensually breathing in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sounds of a dog who does hate you, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My dog Squid is allergic to literally everything. Like, yeah. When we first got him, he was totally fine. And then he developed this outrageous allergy. We couldn't figure out it was like what it was to. And we switched his food a billion fucking times. And then one night he had diarrhea literally every like 30 or so minutes. Like, my boyfriend and I stayed up all night, kept letting him out.
Mm-hmm.
And that poop was shooting out of him like a flare gun.
Totally.
It was like,
like a practical effect.
Yeah, it was like shooting him forward almost. And it was like, I felt so bad for him. And then I had to take him to a fucking specialist.
Yeah.
A dog, like a bulldog specialist. And even then, like, he was kind of pacing in the waiting room when I was like filling out paperwork. And my boyfriend was like, I think he has to go to the bathroom. I'm going to take him outside. Mind you, where we're at, there's no grass really at all. It's like all pavement everywhere.
Yeah.
And so he takes him out and there's like
a concrete jungle, maybe. Yeah.
And that was the start of that song.
Yeah. Alicia Keys. No pet relief. Concrete jungle, we're doing some amazing. There's nothing you can't do.
Literally, there's like these three fake flowers like right in front of the fucking vet, like the door, the front door.
I love how they need a David Attenborough screenshot to relieve themselves.
Was trying to walk him over there, and he had to go so bad, and he sprayed all over those shits. It was so bad. And then my boyfriend comes back, and he goes, it's so bad. It's all over the wall.
He's the destroyer of all things that are beautiful. You're saying that he did this all over the flowers.
Yeah, all over the flowers. Yeah. And the wall behind it.
Yeah, that seems like a protest.
Yeah, it's
real. Against natural beauty.
It's a real, like, Pollock situation going on. Just
the bulldog specialist, what's he like? Or is she like?
He was honestly really weird. Like, what you would imagine a bulldog specialist is like, that was what he was
I'd imagine stressed out.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, we don't know.
First off,
something's up, but
the office itself was built, I think, in the 1950s and had not been updated at all.
Yeah.
So the little table they put him on looked like those ones they would strap women to and give a lobotomy to. Like, put a leather belt in his mouth.
I've spent some time on those.
And then also, as he's talking to us, he's like, oh, okay. And he's like asking us questions. He just immediately starts putting shit up his ass, like his fingers. No glove. I was like, all right, well. That feels a little off book, but I got
eating
a lot
trail
going
mix
on.
With the same hand.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna table that for now, and I'll come back to that later. I just need you to tell me if my dog's gonna die.
This guy sounds cool.
He fixed him.
Yeah,
he gave us like
no glove.
No glove. We were like, oh,
damn, dude.
Oh, okay. No, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And he gave us like 7 medications. He's like, try all of this. If it doesn't work, then we'll have to revisit. I'm like, okay. And then me and my boyfriend running fucking hospice for like a month. For like every 6 hours, every 9 hours, every 12 hours, every 24 hours. Like,
oh, totally.
New med.
No, it's a full-time job.
Yeah. For a dog that doesn't care if I live or die. So.
No.
No. I know yours doesn't.
But God's watching. And God's saying, good. Good job, Drew.
What's your favorite animal?
I feel like Long Beach is just bulldogs on skateboards now. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you been to Long Beach recently? It's just
that's who's gentrifying Long Beach.
It's just a dystopia of bulldogs on skateboards going around. There's no people. It's just bulldogs on skateboards.
They're like, do they live here or
where are the people? You see Snoop Dogg occasionally. Wait, sorry. What was your question? Did you say what's my favorite animal?
Yeah. I was curious.
I mean, it's boring, but dogs. I'm a dog fiend.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Even though, do you only have the one dog or do you have more than
two
one
dogs?
Dog?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your other dog?
Well, here's my night terrors.
Okay.
I have I sleepwalk.
Okay.
And my latest one is
often
nightly when I'm stressed. Yeah. Nightly, I believe that I have four dogs when I only have two. And okay. So imagine me roaming the land looking for two dogs that they're not there, Drew.
Do you leave
until
your house?
I eventually figure out? Oh, that's right.
Do you experience like grief?
It's relief. I mean, it's shame. It's relief. My dad's a big sleep. He's a nightly sleepwalker.
Really?
So yeah.
That's kind of horrifying.
Because oh yeah, and he screams at the top of his lungs.
Oh.
Do you ever do it?
Have I ever slept walk? No.
No.
I have slept talk. I used to sleep talk when I was a kid a lot more, but yeah, sleepwalking, nuh-uh. Don't have that.
It may have been Caleb. I think Caleb may have told me that he conducts business in his sleep, like business chats. maybe I'm imagining this.
Hey, Jordan Belfort. Fuck him. Was he running his fucking penny schemes?
Jordan Belfort.
He's fucking asleep.
Do you ever see like TikToks of Jordan Belfort? He's like, hear me out. That's how please, like I don't like you. He's always getting himself into new messes.
Yeah, fuck that.
The cops are like, Jordan, wrap it up. Yeah,
he's
like,
wait. I can't go back.
It's like
there.
An eel on his dick. He's like, well, no, hear me out. Hear me out. It's different this time.
You need the context.
Yes.
When did you start sleepwalking? Or at least noticing that you were sleepwalking?
Childhood. But it's like, it's normalized in my family. Because we're Catholics.
Okay. You have to like, is that just real common in Catholic families?
Also, I'm sorry. I washed this shirt recently and it's basically like a tube top. It's like, it keeps riding up.
Bodycon. That's real hugging the curves.
They call me Bodycon. My email's bodycon@gmail.com. Bodycon.com. Yeah. Well, I asked about the UGG store thing because I had to stay in Times Square for a couple days,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason my goal was to go to the UGG store.
Okay.
And I kept just
procrastinating it.
I would walk out and I'd be like, "Not today."
I never made it in there,
but I know what's in there.
Do you have to have a specific
energy?
Yeah. To be in the UGG store.
I didn't want to be let down. I think like it needs to be. It's like my El Dorado. Like, because you ever see like
the City of Gold is the UGG store.
That's my City of Gold. It's the UGG flagship. Because I used to work at the Antenna Loft flagship.
Naturally.
I used to wardrobe lady cops. And I would put my hands on their shoulders. I was trained to put hands on shoulders and talk to them in the mirror. And except there was a CD-ROM about how I learned.
What are you doing in an Ann Taylor Loft?
This was college. And it was, I'm telling you, I've never been better at a job in my life. I open it up 5 a.m., hit play on the Gwen Stefani, and they are blasting Gwen. It's like people walk in and they're like,
"We're back to Waco."
Well, they have a damn in my own girl. And people are like, please turn it down.
I'll buy any pantsuit you want, please.
Yeah,
end this torture.
I'll buy these accessories. I learned my retail fold, you wouldn't believe how tight I fold.
God, I bet.
Hands like on shoulders. And look at, and we talk, the one training is you speak to them only through the mirror.
Yeah.
You never make eye contact in person. Come with me to the mirror. Look at this. Look at the way this smart blazer plunges. Yeah.
You're dressing all lady cops.
It was all lady cops.
And women who are real estate agents after the age of 40.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a rough scene.
How long did you work there for?
Just a summer. And then I left and my boss cried when I left. I was like, please. Christian, you knew this day was coming. So I told you this was a summer job. I was very clear. I went to New York to do stand-up. And then I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to work at the Ann Taylor Law. I did like one show. I was like, this is way better.
Turns out
the loft. Is where it's at.
Yeah, it's on to higher places. The UGG store.
Yeah, well, that's my dream.
Yeah.
Because they have like, I don't even know what they have. I assume it's like like all sorts of multicolored footwear that's like like European and fuzzy, but like big.
Oh yeah, totally.
It's my imagination. I don't want to be like, remember that movie American Hustle?
Yeah.
I needed that to be better than it was. And then I saw it in theaters and I was like ruined for like 2 years. I needed it.
So desperately.
Like, I hitched everything, all my hopes and dreams onto that movie being good. I'm like, Amy Adams is in that coat. This is going to be good. And it just like, it just wasn't.
It just wasn't what you needed it to be.
You
don't want to find out that way. Never meet your heroes.
Jennifer Lawrence is doing like a Groundlings character in it. I was just like, could we not, guys? Please.
Groundlings, God's fucking risen.
I feel like they have a Groundlings at LAX now. Yeah, yeah,
I bet. Yeah. It's on the TikTok shop.
You can join
on there.
Right next to Lemonade. Oh, God. How do you feel about signing the TikTok thing? Oh, I'm sorry, Drew. I should.
God, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Didn't he just open a TikTok?
He has to come on my show. I'm not kidding.
What? Do you have to come on the show?
His team emailed that said, would Drew like to have as a guest? And I said, fuck no.
Wait. Drew, you got to. I'll be you for the day. Wait, you said no to the...
But fuck no, I don't want that shit. Are you out of your mind? Fuck no.
Oh, Drew. Let's talk about this after. Not. You gotta get... I've been meaning to tell you, you gotta get...
What the fuck am I gonna ask him?
It would be the funniest shit. It's gonna be rough for an hour, and then you have gold.
I'm like, I'll say, yeah, but I'm not having any approved questions. I want to ask him whatever I want. First thing I'm going to be like, you ever thought about putting a dick in your mouth? Be honest.
Yes, be honest. As a matter of fact, yes.
You ever kiss a man on the lips?
Lyndon B. Johnson. The 70s were actually not that bad. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Maybe it's my fault I got banned. Because I said
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my fault.
The queen of TikTok.
Sorry, y'all.
Needs to be shut down.
Might be.
Yeah.
A necessary sacrifice on the altar. My bad. Had to do it. I'm sorry.
On the slab.
Yeah. In order to stay young and successful, I had to sacrifice another lamb. So there you go. To bathe myself in the blood. Yeah. So I did it.
with lamb blood. Oh, I love a sacrificial lamb reference. That's nice.
Right?
That's really nice.
That goes back to us being in cults together.
Oh, yeah.
Probably made for it, to be honest.
We wouldn't sacrifice the lambs. We would jack them up with hormones. So they're fucking yoked.
Just cuz?
In our cult, the lambs become sheep fast. Boom!
Then they get too strong, like Planet of the Apes.
Whey protein. Oh, yeah, and then they're riding horses. When they're... When you see another animal riding a horse, that's when you pack the bag. We're out.
You give up.
The chimp on the horse riding side saddle. Yep. Well, we had a good run,
he's
guys.
Riding bareback.
I've never even seen the movies. I just see just that, and you know it's done. Yeah.
Those movies honestly terrify me.
Because it's scary.
I feel like they're so realistic. Yeah. Like, that to me is way more realistic than, like, a fucking Walking Dead situation.
Absolutely. No, you're right.
I think if chimps, like, decide, it's over.
Yeah. I mean, like, we saw what Coco was up to. And that's not even a chimp. We saw Coco mourning her kitten and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're...
There was this video I saw recently on TikTok, and it was, like, this full-grown male gorilla. And, like, did you see it? I think it was on Instagram, too. But it was like the zookeepers mm-hmm. that were feeding him, they got stuck in there.
Yeah.
And they had to like wait.
Yeah. And they were like running around like.
Yeah. Like just being frozen and waiting. But I was like, you're literally watching that gorilla decide whether or not it's worth it. Like he's totally. Looking and he's going, I could rip both of your heads clean off.
Oh, totally. And the way he's moving, I love how like he's so smooth. Like he's running, but his upper body is just completely still. It's like and he's like going 35 miles per hour, and the ladies are like, and he's like, oh, that was my favorite part.
Watching them make decisions is horrifying to me.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I'm good. They're way too fucking smart. No, I'm good. Yeah. I like, if the monkeys take over, I'm yielding.
Oh, no, yeah.
White flag in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm one of y'all.
Just drive away. When leave the door open. Your house is their house. when the monkeys want it, they get it.
Hey, take whatever you want.
Yeah.
No qualms for me. It's actually no worries.
Do you know anyone with a monkey?
Not personally, no.
I feel like if it weren't for what MJ did, then more people, more celebs would have monkeys. Like Bradley Cooper obviously has a secret monkey.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And why do you think he's staying young too? Maybe he's doing that. Maybe he's taking monkey blood. Who knows? Can we start another rumor?
Well, Bradley Cooper is taking monkey blood.
And he has calf implants.
Mm-hmm.
We start two rumors at the same time.
How did you feel about the Maestro thing when they were like, he spent 6 years learning to conduct, and then they like show him like, just like conducting like you or I would conduct? It's like...
They were like, well, oh,
it wasn't 6 full years.
6 years, huh? Were you just like
weekends,
thinking about it?
Were the weekends free? Like
6 years on and off.
Yeah.
More so.
For a minute on a Tuesday. You know, it's like, it's not.
1 minute, one day, every Tuesday for 6 years.
Yeah, once a year.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I see, art, and I'm whether it's a movie or like a painting,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like.
Or collage.
I'm like, am I the dumbest bitch alive, or does this not make sense? Like, or is this stupid?
I have really bad reading comprehension, and I can never understand anything I'm reading. Because I started zoning out.
Yeah.
And
thinking about God knows what.
There was something recently where I saw it and I was like, oh yeah, I'm not part of this culture anymore.
You're like, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I mean, or like, yeah, people, the way people are emotionally connected to things now, like people would be like, oh, you got to hear this Chapel Roan song.
Mm,
and they're like, oh, it's breaking my heart. And then it's just called like, who's going to eat you out when I'm foraging upstate? And you're like, this isn't... This is set. Okay.
Yeah. So it's either I'm.
This is distance learning stuff.
Yeah. I'm either a million years old or I'm just the dumbest bitch alive. Like, it's one of the two. I feel like that sometimes about the Oscars movies.
Yeah.
I try my hardest.
Yeah. Well, which, like, what in particular recently?
Oh, I watched or I tried to watch Zone of Interest.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting.
That's the one, that's the
one where they're next door to a concentration camp.
And you just hear it.
Yeah. And you're watching the family live a really normal life next to awfulness, which that part was like crazy.
My parents didn't get it. And they were very vocal about that to me. I never saw it, but they were like, Chris, it's a lot of sounds. You don't see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, right. No, I think that's the.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I fell asleep, honestly.
Yeah.
There are some movies I watch where I'm like, I wish I had the piece of your brain that's like,
totally.
Wow, I wish I could pick this apart and dissect it. I don't have it. Nothing but monkeys riding bareback on horses in my fucking head. That's all that's up here.
Yeah, it's kind of all I can take is Planet of the Apes trailers.
Can't even watch the movie.
I'm at a point where I'm just rewatching the episode of Breaking Bad where Walt lives in the cabin in New Hampshire. I'm just watching that. Just that one episode? Yeah, yeah. Where
over
he's just like
again.
Warming himself by a fire. And his glasses are like shitty. That's all I can watch.
And that's because you feel represented on screen. You're like, representation is so important.
Yeah.
I get to see myself on screen.
Yeah. That's another thing that I never understood is like people see themselves in things and that's why they like them. I've never known that was a thing. I'm never like, oh, that's me.
Me.
I don't even like relate to the experience. I'm just like, nice. I think I'm like missing a crucial audience muscle. Dude, yeah.
Same. That's why I was like, I don't know if I'm just not creative at all.
You're creative.
Artsy. Yeah, I guess like... I'm funny. Like one time I was talking to someone and they were like, oh, I mispronounced. Oh, it was Winnie Cummings. I was talking to her and she was like, I mispronounced your name once. And I felt so embarrassed. And I'm like, did you? She's like, yeah, on your show. I said it and she explained the context to me. And then I was like, you know what, something funny is I had no idea that you did that because I was waiting for you to stop talking so I could tell my joke. So the bit was going in my head and I was like, man, when she's done, I'm going to fire this up. Me not even listening.
And she was saying some bad shit about you.
She's just saying awful things about me.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
And I was like, so that's like what's turning on a wheel in my head is like just a never ending bits. Like I just can't stop.
That is the brain of an artist is just a bit factory. That's great.
Well, you said it, Ami.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I watched The Bear, I was like, that's literally me.
The close Carmy. Up on the arms. Yeah, yeah,
I said literally yeah. me.
I never saw the bear, but it looks sexy.
Do you never watch anything new?
No, I'm a culture scavenger. After everything's kind of cooled down, I'm like
picking through the remains.
Yeah. Throwing in a VCR. Oh, people were right. And no one wants to talk about it by then. Yeah.
That's honest. I feel honestly very seen by that. I watch the same shit over and over and over again. Yep. And then like 3 years after everyone likes it, I'll watch it.
I'm waiting for The Sopranos. I'm waiting to do cocaine and watch The Sopranos till I'm like in my 80s.
What a plan.
Just me strung out watching The Sopranos.
My sister just watched The Sopranos. She said she really liked it.
Yeah, I heard it's great.
Every time she's like, oh, have you seen this? I'm like, nope.
I tried to get through the pilot episode of Mad Men like 30 times.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get behind Mad Men. I tried.
Oh, my God. Maybe if I was in an MRI tube.
Then you'd be down.
Or in like a broke down pat, like a foreign jail. If I'm in like a foreign jail, if I'm in like Italian jail, and I'm like, please, I didn't do it. And they're like, Niazzi, Niave, Prego, Prego. Okay, I'll watch Mad Men. Like I can't even get the phone call, you know?
Yeah. They're just pointing at the TV. Yeah. You just have to watch it. Yeah. That's your sentence, is
That's
to watch
my sentence. Yeah.
Yeah, even Breaking Bad, like, I started watching Breaking Bad, and then it got to a point where I was like, well, it can't get any worse than that. And then it always got worse than that. And then I was like, I can't do the show anymore. So I gave up. I stopped watching.
You want to watch like a happier product. Yeah.
It's more so like it depends on the level of severity. Mm-hmm. At some point, some shows you're like, okay, well now we're dragging it. Like, let's kill everybody off and let's put an end to all of our misery. That's how I felt about Sons of Anarchy. When I watched Sons of Anarchy, I loved that show.
Yeah. Well, Dad did. That brought male grooming way back. Like now it's like a lot of guys that just, you know, like it's better for guys to know nothing about male grooming than a little bit about male grooming.
Yeah.
It's like a lot. It's like, oh God, introduce everyone to beard oil. And it's like, oh God. So just these guys showing up with beard oil. It's like, yo.
Some Suavecito in hand.
And that, like, you know, the Sons of Anarchy haircut I'm talking
yeah,
about? It's like,
and the long they, beard.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh my God.
All a leather vest.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. Is that all it is? It's them kind of biking around?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's like the whole show. It's like they're like drug mules, essentially.
And oh.
Then, so like biker gang, but really like the cartel almost.
Bikers have ignored me my whole life until I got this Mastiff. And then they come up and they go, you got a beautiful boy. One guy was crying, truly crying.
Really?
That's a beautiful boy. I don't like you. But you got a beautiful boy.
He's talking to your dog
yeah,
about
yeah.
you.
Yeah, they can't even look at me. You stay over there, please.
I'm having a hard time imagining you interacting with like a true biker gang.
Yeah. only with him, and he's the conduit. Although I did go, you know, the Rainbow Room in.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's like roadies and stuff from
yeah,
like the 70s.
Yeah.
And they're
yeah.
very gentle with me. They put their hand on the small of my back. Like, excuse me, baby.
You turn around excuse and then they get me. Mad.
Oh, yeah. Right. It could just be them. Right, right.
It's because right. you were in an Ann Taylor Loft blazer. Yeah. They got confused.
I was wearing a smart blazer. Coral. Coral.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
What's yeah. a movie that you do like?
No panties. What?
Sorry?
Movie that I do like. Like a new one?
Whatever you're fancy, whatever you're feeling, whether it's your fave one, a recent one you watched.
No, you're not gonna like this. The Shining is my favorite right now.
You know what? You got that look about you. You're a big horror movie guy. Like, I could have guessed that about you.
Oh, I know.
Smelled it on you when you came in here.
I know. It's.
I watched that movie, I think, not too long ago for the first time ever.
I watch it on planes to calm down.
That is a little frightening.
I know.
That thought is a little frightening.
I know. It's just so funny because he keeps being like, we're going to have a great time. like he keeps telling his family how fun it's going to be. And it's like, you
and
know.
It's getting less and less fun rapidly.
It's so not fun. And when he's chasing Danny around. Like, I'm just like, this is it.
The weirdest part of that, it's funny because when I first watched it, I think I was like in college and I watched it at home with my parents.
Yeah.
And my little brother, I think, tried to watch it, but he got too scared and he left. And my mom was like, there's a part in this movie that fucked me up so bad when I was a kid, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Like, she wanted me to guess what it was.
What part was it? Oh, the dog?
No. Do you want to guess?
Or yeah, I can just say. Yeah.
It's like it was a weird random moment in the movie.
Is it when Scatman Crothers is on his bed, just kind of like, no. And there's all those topless models on the wall, and he's, and it's like a 20-minute zoom out. Okay.
No. But that part is fucking weird.
I love that part.
Naturally.
That's when I go and get a drink, and I come back, and it's only like a little bit further out. Something Shelley Duvall, obviously.
No, I think I don't know. Well, I actually don't know if Shelley Duvall was in the scene. I don't think she was, but it's the part with the old lady when she's naked.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And
she's just walking like my mom was like,
well,
that.
you think it's a hottie, and then it turns out it's a dead old lady. And Nicholson's like, I mean, it's the original
this
catfishing.
Again.
Yeah, yeah. Nicholson got catfished in room 4.
She's like, fuck, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
God, fucking Tinder.
What's your favorite movie?
I think one of my favorite movies of all time is Uncle Buck.
I've never seen Uncle Buck.
You should watch that.
I just know he does the shovel flapjacks, right?
Yes. That's makes the giant pancake for his birthday.
Yeah.
Truly one of my favorite movies of all time.
You love John Candy.
I do love John Candy. Yeah. But it's like just so fucking funny. I watched it recently, like during the holidays with my family. I was laughing like I've never seen the shit. I'm like, ha, 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 like I'm front row. I'm just like I've never seen it in my life. But that's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
I like a funny movie. Yeah. I only recently started watching horror movies because I really don't like horror.
Then yeah, you shouldn't. Most people
shouldn't.
No, it's not. I don't know why. Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm so anxious and it's like I can be anxious about what's happening there
and not
worry about
life.
Anything else. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Have you ever seen Hereditary?
Of course.
That movie, that's to this day probably the scariest movie I've ever seen. But the context in which I saw it was horrible too, because my sister was like, let's go watch a scary movie.
Yeah.
And I was just branching out into scary. I was like, okay, for sure.
It's so crushing too.
It is. It
breaks you.
It's a really great movie. It's just horrifying. Like
when you find out that she had it coming because she was a demon, that makes it a little bit better.
Yeah, that's true.
Than just like a random fourth grader.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in that period where you're like, wait, I don't think I'm ready for it. I think I need to go home. And then you're like, oh, okay, she was a demon. Okay.
when it got to the, like, after, like, she dies in the movie or whatever, spoiler alert, I remember my heart was, like, in my fucking throat, like, the entire time. And it was going past that part, and I was telling my sister, I was like, dude, how fucking long is this movie?
Oh, yeah.
I can't take this.
It's 24
anymore.
Hours. Yeah. Yeah.
And I saw it in the theaters too.
Me too.
And
yeah.
That was like one of the first movies I had watched in so long where I could not go to sleep for like days.
Do you check the shower curtain?
Yeah.
I always check shower curtains.
Oh, yeah, all
the
time.
Every bathroom I've ever been in. I don't know what I'm going to do when I find. When I find a guy.
Yeah, if you do find them.
Yeah.
They're probably hiding from you.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Your sleepwalking is probably freaking them out a little bit.
You ever think about people that might... Oh, no, I don't want to say this to you. It's
no, go
scary.
Ahead. Go ahead.
There's a theory that there are some houses where there's people like that live in your house.
Yeah, like on some like...
In the
what's
walls.
That movie called? The Boy?
I don't know.
The Boy? The one where he lives in the walls?
Oh,
you
God.
You ever seen that one?
No.
It's like...
It's not a good quality of life, though, for them.
Also, you gotta pay rent if you're laying. You know what I mean? You're gonna haunt me. At least fucking contribute.
You'd hear them on Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
I think if they were there.
Yeah. The Wi-Fi's slow. They're like, can you log off, please? I have a meeting. There's a scary movie called The Boy, and it's like this lady gets hired to be a character or like a nanny, and then the parents are like, okay, here he is, and it's a puppet, like it's a little doll. Little boy doll.
Oh, no.
She's like, you want me to take care of the doll? And they're like, yeah. And they have this list of instructions. And they're like, you have to do all of these things. And you have to do them in order. And she's like, okay. And of course, she's like doing it at first. But then she's like, this is a fucking doll. Like, I don't have to. And she starts deviating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doll starts like moving on its own.
Acting out.
Yeah. Turns out, spoiler alert again, it's their son, like the old couple that hired her, it's their son, and he's like developmentally behind. He thinks he's a little boy still, or like wants to be, and he lives in the walls, and he's the one who's been moving the doll.
Oh.
And he watches her through like little people everywhere. Like he has all these little holes drilled everywhere. Yeah.
Oh.
That's the twist, is that he is an actual man, but he's living in the walls.
He's in the drywall?
Yeah, like literally. He has like little secret passageways that he built to like scurry within them like a little rat. But he's a full grown man.
That seems like you would hear that someone having that job in LA. It's like a very LA. Oh yeah, when I first moved to LA, I was a caretaker for a doll, but the boy was in the walls.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Didn't pay very well, but
yeah, 20 an hour.
No work experience required, though.
No, no.
What's the weirdest job you've ever had?
I don't know if it's weird, but it's surprising. And that I was a ski instructor for a while. And people get really bummed out when they hear that. When my fan base found out that I ski, they're like, this is not what we eat.
You're on thin
this
ice.
This is not the promise.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You a big skier? You like the snow?
My family likes it. Okay. I did it for the snow bunny lifestyle.
Gotcha.
I'd like to drink hot cocoa in the lodge.
Yeah.
Gab with the gals.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. And I picked up the ability to, but I would, yeah, I was teaching like 3 to 5 year olds for a while.
Okay.
Which is mostly just them just kind of falling over and then me picking them up. It's pretty cute.
And did you like that job?
No. No.
Not particularly, no.
It was very grueling. It was 4 years, and it was...
Damn. That's a long-ass time.
It was all high school. Yeah, every... Yeah.
Is that, like, year-round, or did you only go, like...
This winter. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, in New Hampshire. Yeah.
Fancy.
What's your weirdest job?
My weirdest job was probably the job I had, like, right out of college, where I worked in public... And, like, it's public relations, but basically outreach... And it's fancy schmancy words for, like, I had to give people bad news about construction. So, like, I had to tell them, like, your commute's going to suck for the next 15 years. I hope you're cool with that. Your tax dollars are going towards it. Anyways, do you want to get emails about it?
Oh, my God.
Or yes, no?
Like, you would tell people in an area, like, oh, they're going to build.
Yeah, like, when they were expanding the 405 and all that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. My sister and I trekking up and down those neighborhoods telling everybody.
Oh,
they're going to be power drilling behind your house for the next 2.5 years, minimum. Thoughts about that? Or it was.
How do you feel?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me. I have nothing better to do.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday and it's 12 p.m. and it's a million degrees outside. I'd love that.
And then I'm sure they yell at you like you are the one making the
choice. Oh, yeah. I've made that joke before, too. I'm like, well, clearly I'm the one who makes the choices because I'm wearing a too small polo and I'm on your doorstep. I'm the head honcho in charge. I made the call. Yeah. Girl, fuck the freeway. I hate them, too.
Right.
So I don't care.
I love how people assume it's the same. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would scream at me. Like, we would do these things called neighborhood meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you all know this, but like old people love a neighborhood meeting. Like you want to pack the house, bitch. You say neighborhood meeting, free coffee and donuts, 1,000 old people outside. Like immediately they're outside. And they would come in and they would sit down. They would be there 15 minutes early, picking everything. And they'd sit down and they would bitch and moan. Like they would scream and yell at us. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm literally 22. Like, I don't give a fuck about this job, girl.
Oh, my God.
I don't care. Like, my sister and I, we joke about it all the time because I was like, why were we doing that? Like, what the fuck am I doing, dude?
Door-to-door stuff.
Is horrible.
It's the scariest. I did that at 22 as well.
Oh, you
it's
did?
Not that specifically. I
no,
was
but yeah,
paint.
Door-to-door job.
It was.
What were you doing?
Trying to get people to, I would... find a house that needed to be painted, like a decrepit house.
Okay.
And I would knock on the door and I'd be like, you should get your house painted. And here's the guy who can do it. And be like, fuck you.
How fucking dare you?
For looking at my house like that.
Because
I'm just like, walking around, just like looking for like paint that's crisping. It's a, I couldn't ever go door to door now. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's so
no.
scary to think about.
I especially now, I feel
especially
like.
Especially now, yeah.
With Ring camera doorbells and all that. Like, they didn't have that shit when I was doing it. And if a good thing, because I was complain. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in three delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Training on the job all the fucking time.
Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I fucking hate this job.
Yeah.
And then I knock on the door. Yeah. And I feel, even at those neighborhood meetings, like the amount of times my sister and I were screamed at by old people. Mm-hmm. And one time this guy was like just yelling at my sister about it. Like he was like, like this fucking freeway, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, and my sister goes, I know, I'm so sorry. We can give you updates via email. I can give you a phone number to call, you know, to tell them your grievance. And he was like, what's your citizenship? Like, he just immediately was like, what country are you from? My sister goes, me? She's like, he's been talking to her for 15 minutes.
Me.
Like, yeah, she's like, are you asking me? And he's like, yeah.
That's a good way to give yourself a second to think. Me? In a one-on-one?
Yeah,
that's like, me? Wait, just give me a second.
Yeah. She was like,
yeah.
Like, here?
Like this is the Russians who want to improve the freeway.
Yeah, you know, yeah, they have an illegal alien giving you information about the fucking freeway. What the fuck are you talking about? I was like, I even went up and I was like,
what's your citizenship?
Yeah. What's your citizenship? And she was like, what? Like, what the fuck? Yeah. I interrupted too and I was like, what's going on? And he was like, I want to know what country you're from. And I go,
she's in LA.
Yeah. Actually, it was in Orange County. So.
Oh.
Tracks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I want to know what country she's from. I go, why? What does that have to do with the freeway? Nothing, right? Get out of here. And I was like, I can't do this job anymore.
You're on someone's doorstep.
Get no, out of that here. Was actually at a neighborhood meeting.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That was at one of those fucking neighborhood meetings, dude.
Yeah.
One time my sister was like, I have to play this voicemail, dude, that I got. And she got a voicemail from a guy talking for, I'm not kidding, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he needed to know what type of gravel they were using on the 405 freeway. Why would you ever need to know that? He was just like insistent. He's like, I need to know. I need to know. You need to call me back. And my sister had to call an engineer, talk to them, call someone else, approve it, then call him back, explain it.
He was on Jeopardy.
Yeah, it's just like.
I need to know right now.
Yeah, quick.
Please.
She's his phone a friend.
Yeah.
please answer me. Please call me back.
Quebec's being patient. Please, though.
He
get
gave
back
me
to
five.
Me. Yes.
He gave me five.
He gave me five. Limestone.
So now she knows what kind of gravel is on the 405 freeway.
What kind of gravel is on the 405?
If you wanted to know if it was concrete.
Oh, concrete. Or asphalt, yeah.
What a dweeb.
What a fucking door.
What a little pencil neck geek.
It's amazing what
I just
want to
throw that guy into a locker.
Take
and that's not
money.
My style. Yeah. but it's what the universe calls for.
What kind of fucking... I just don't... I'll never understand. I think the things old people find to complain about, endless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever have a job where you worked with old people?
Old people. Oh yeah, I was a health club front of house greeter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like an old people gym. It was like a sauna situation.
Well, I guess it was old people for the water aerobics, and that was where they gotcha. Made that was where they made their real their real bag. it's just these, you know, it's that kind of a thing.
Yeah. But lots of one pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was a rough. That was a rough job.
Really?
Yeah. Because it was me and a bunch of older ladies who worked the desk.
Okay.
And yeah, they were cool.
Yeah.
Man, it was 2006.
Mm.
Not a great year.
Just overall.
Yeah. Just Are we the same age? 37?
No. Well, I don't really want to tell you my age.
No, you shouldn't. You're late 20s.
Yeah, I'm 28, okay. Going to be 29.
Everyone I meet is 28 now.
Really?
Yeah, my life is just jam-packed to 28-year-olds.
Vine's 25. Like, everybody I meet, they're like 24, 25.
Jesus.
I know.
That's a baby in swaddling linens, 25.
I say the same thing, especially because I'm a dickhead on the internet. Like, whenever I meet other people from the internet, they're like, oh, I'm 21. And I'm like, oh, they're like, how old are you? 28. Damn. Like, it's the immediate reaction. Damn.
Wait, they think 28's old?
Yeah, all the time. They're like, oh my God, you're like almost 30. And I'm like, okay. Is that a bad thing? Good thing? I can't tell.
It was you and Caleb talking about how Caleb trying to get set up with a 36-year-old.
37-year-old.
He's like, what am I going to do? Take him to dialysis?
He's like, what am I going to send me up to do what? Take him to his appointments? They got so mad at us.
Oh,
that.
I bet.
On TikTok, they got pissed the fuck off. On TikTok, I even wrote on there, I was like, don't be mad, Gen Xers. It's a joke. They're not Gen Xers. We're all millennials.
Elder millennials.
Yeah, elder millennials. But I was joking about that, though. But I was like, plus, I know your blood pressure needs to stay low, so relax. Take it down a notch. Chill.
It's so right. funny.
It is. And it's funny, too, because in the context of the clip right before that, we were talking about being fucking old compared to everybody on the internet. Like, we're a million years old compared to everybody. They're always like, oh.
Yeah.
Thought you were a lot younger than that.
I think when we hit when we hit 40, I do think our phone should be taken away and we're given like a fake phone where we think we're uploading. Good video, Chris. It's getting a lot of engagement.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I rather enjoy getting older. I don't.
It's so good.
It's way better.
Oh my God. I didn't stop moving in my 20s. I was just like a humming. I was
flitting from one flower to the next.
I'd be like, meet me here. And then I just like run right by them. I just like couldn't stop.
I know. Same. My boyfriend has a brother, and his brother's like, what, 23? Yeah, 23. Oh. Young. Military. Oof. Oh. Yeah, one of those.
What? Which branch?
Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
RIP. he's coming. He gets out actually this year. I remember he called us once and he was like asking us something about, like, he was trying to make some sort of dish, and then he was like, what are you making? And he was like, oh, I'm making a dish for this party I'm going to. It's like a potluck. And he goes, what fucking party are you going to at 23? That's a potluck. And we were fucking laughing. I was like, no, fucking for real. I bring nothing but vibes and like a half drinking handle of Captain Morgan. Like, that's what the fuck I'm showing up with when I'm 23.
Yeah.
He's like, what party?
You're bringing Franzia in your hand.
Yeah, literally. You're like, I saved this from last night.
This is for me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. There was one girl that used to hang out with my friends in college, and we sniffed her out, like her little strategy out,
mm-hmm.
well into her coming and hanging out with us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to be like, it wasn't ever potluck, but it's like if you come and you bring your own liquor kind of thing, and we all kind of share, right? Mm-hmm. Whenever we'd have parties or whatever.
Yeah.
We found out pretty late in the game that she was bringing the same bottle of wine that was half drinking that she would keep in the trunk of her car, and that was her contribution. Always took it home, brilliant. Never drank it.
Brilliant.
You know, it's like,
brilliant.
She was finessing us for months.
Yeah.
For literally
months.
That's a
grifter.
Yeah, a grifter.
Yeah. She's doing this to other people.
Yeah. No, seriously. She was finessing us for.
What were you bringing?
I would normally bring, my friends and I would bring like a 30 rack of like Rolling Rock or something.
Do they PBR. Still have Natty Ice?
Yeah.
Natty Ice was, I remember that was a.
Yeah, that was like that, like Four Loko, MD 2020.
MD 2020. What's MD 2020?
Yeah, Mad Dog. Is it Mad Dog? Yeah, Mad Dog. Have you ever had those?
No.
They come in these like liquor bottles and they're like the brightest colors, like
a glow stick.
Yeah, like you're not supposed to eat that. No, like, no, that no. You are not supposed to.
Like those buzz balls.
Yes, I've had those. Move around.
If you look at them for a while, it's like.
Yeah, you can see your fortune in there. You're gonna shit in your pants. Yeah, that's your fortune inside those.
Yeah, I've had those. What do they call when you? It's like the liquid that you drink so that you see things in your body. contrast liquid. That's
you can just, see it moving.
It's just nurses selling it.
It's in a buzz ball.
It's a buzz ball.
I know this game.
Yeah.
The first time I had the MD 2020, it's like the neon liquor. These two girls, they drank them, like drank the entire thing. I only had a couple drinks, they drank the whole thing, and they were so fucked up. And I remember they were being too obnoxious, so my buddy was like, "Hey, you guys gotta go," because we were like at a house party, and they were like, "I have to use the bathroom," and he was like, "Okay, but be fast." They went in there,
yeah,
exorcism. They threw up everywhere but the toilet, then left. And I thought that was funny.
There's like hair on the wall.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Black liquid just everywhere. She runs out like the Ring on all fours. Crawls back into the TV.
That's been a good time.
And I laughed really hard.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't my house and I didn't have to clean it.
That was always when, we stopped throwing parties in college when seeing what happened in the bathroom once, like that, which is a sign of it, like really blowing up. Like that's like, you know what, this is good. That's, but like, when there's blood in the bathroom, you're like, this,
something's off.
We gotta wrap this up. Like, I'm sure it's just like a bloody nose. I would have to tell myself.
That's what I would tell myself.
Yeah.
What's the like? What was kind of your vibe in college? Were you a big partier? Did you like to have fun?
I did like to have fun. I had a big partier. I didn't drink until college.
Same, actually. Yeah. I was like, my mom was real like, you guys can go to the parties, but like no drinking or anything like that when I was in high school.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that's fine.
And you obeyed.
Yeah, I was like,
that's cool.
I was weirdly responsible and articulate as a child.
Yeah.
Like my mom told me once, she was like, well, she told me multiple times that I used to kind of scare her a little bit as a child.
You're like one of those kids that's like, I've always been here.
I speak in full sentences of like one.
That reminds me of that trip that you and Dad went on in the 1960s. Yeah. And it's like, oh no. Is she clairvoyant?
Yeah. Yeah, she just said I was weirdly articulate as a child. Like, I did never crawl. She said I just stood up and started walking. And that scared the fuck out of her.
Yeah, I'd move. That's not
leave
right.
Me behind.
Oh. Oh, that's so... Wow.
Yeah, pretty horrifying.
So
actually.
You were like a good student then.
Yeah, I was really good at. I loved the school part because I liked being the best at that stuff.
Yeah.
Virgo.
Oh, Virgo.
What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Nice.
I'm a butterfly. I'm a flight risk.
True.
You know, people always trying to bring me.
Hummingbird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like to party in college. Because you didn't drink till college, same.
Yeah. No, it was beautiful. Yeah. I found alcohol at that age. I think the Irish in me, like waiting that long, it did feel like what I read ayahuasca experiences.
All of a sudden you're at Burning Man.
I'm just like at home. You know, it's like having like bird's eye view stuff. It's just like, oh, this is
the
beautiful.
The werewolf inside you was like, ah.
Yeah.
Because you finally started drinking.
It was so fun. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you do comedy in college?
No.
No.
Honestly, no. I just kind of, because my original path in college, I was trying to be a journalist. So I was trying to be a sports journalist.
Cool. Now I know a comic who tried to be a journalist too.
Yeah. Now I talk about monkeys riding bareback. So
that's journalism.
It all worked out. Happy ending for all of us.
Well, I mean, it's all about communication. And to communicate a joke, you have to know how it's going to be received. So
totally.
You wanted to be Rachel Maddow?
No, actually, I wanted to be a sports journalist. So I wanted to be like a long-form narrative journalist. Like I wanted to follow people for like months and then put together a story. And then, but when you're in journalism, like I did journalism and communications as like a double major. And so my journalism course, I had to film myself a lot and do like stories. And that's how I started talking in front of a camera. Oh. Learned how to edit, all that stuff.
Yeah. Final Cut?
Yeah, actually, no, I did... Premiere Pro, that was my main one. Yeah.
That means you're destined for six. People that did Premiere, yeah, you're set.
It's us Final Cut
hags that
not quite the
never
same.
Quite get there.
Yeah. Even though when I did a lot of my journalism stuff, like I just felt there were certain things that happened that I was like, maybe this isn't the path. Because I felt like I was a little too silly, because sometimes my teachers would get annoyed with me and I was like, my bad. Thought we were having fun.
I was being too silly.
I got a little too silly.
Sorry, my gang. Bad. I was getting too silly.
Yes. Sorry about that.
I had a case of the silly. Back to you. That's you on the football field.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah. One time, one of my professors, she told me like that I should try less hard on the story and try to focus more on just being pretty.
Oh, that's great advice.
So life advice. Yeah.
That was a teacher, you said?
Yeah, that was my professor. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She was like, you should just try to lean into being pretty because that's going to take you further. I'm like, oh, word, you think?
God.
You think so? Okay. Well, don't know what to do with that nugget. I guess I'll hold on to it.
Oh, God.
Want to hear something funny, though? Years later, now I do this, have this show. She like reached out to me and asked me to talk to my old class. And she was like, I feel like you could give them a lot of good tips.
And you should show up so haggard,
covered in trash. It's like, whatever you do, don't be pretty.
Yeah, so.
Wow. Did you respond? Or were you just like, fuck you?
Well, she honestly was playing God with me because she was holding my degree in her hand. So it was like the last class I needed to pass. So there was nothing I could do. Mm. So I was just like, it's actually no worries at all.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that. I'm going to use it where I can.
Yeah.
She tried really hard to make me like quit that class. And as like a stubborn fucking Virgo, I was like, I'm leaving here with that journalism degree.
Good for you.
One way or another.
Yeah.
If I have to hold one of you at gunpoint, so be it.
It's good to threaten gun violence on professors.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Hasn't caught up to me yet.
No, and it won't.
That's why I keep moving.
Yeah.
Changing names, aliases.
Yeah, professors are chill. Like, you know, they sit on desks. They don't. You can call them by their first name. You can pull a gun on them. It's totally
chill.
They're
so chill about it.
Yeah, you get coffee with them. It's totally chill.
Did you do comedy in college?
Mm-hmm.
What, yeah. Were you a big theater kid?
I think more so just my comedy. Friends and I were like the theater outcasts because it was like a very serious theater program and they were like, you guys are not
too silly.
Something's up with you guys. So we were in a sketch comedy group.
Oh, cute.
And we made videos.
Is that how you got into like stand-up itself?
I was doing stand-up in high school. I started stand-up in high school. Yeah, and videos. Yeah, it was always videos and stand-up.
Oh, like sketches.
Yeah.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, and you said you moved to New York to pursue stand-up.
Well, I went to school in New York, upstate, and then in the summer I would go there to work at the Ann Taylor Loft, even though I thought I would be like, I'm going to do stand-up, but no, I'm just going to work at the Loft.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which I'm glad.
Yeah. When did you feel like you were really starting to hit your stride in stand-up?
Probably, honestly, recently.
You think?
Yeah, it takes a while. Yeah. I know, there's like moments where you're like, oh.
I was going to say.
There's like, no, it's like.
It's a slow build.
Yeah.
Or it's like a slow burn kind of thing.
I felt really good right out of the gate.
Yeah, honestly. Like loved doing it.
Yeah, and I was, I had an affinity for it when I was young, and then I was like, and then it got harder for a little while, then it gets easier. It's like, you'll see this. You
down.
Get like a crazy relationship with it.
Yeah, where you're like, I can only imagine.
Where you think, right when you think you've kind of cracked it.
Totally.
You just are like, shifts. Sometimes you're on stage and you're like, wait, what's funny about me again? And you're like, is this humor in any culture? Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that's what, like, just before we keep being fucking silly, I do want to tell you, I truly love your stand-up. I think you're so fucking funny.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously.
Thank you.
I've been cackling this whole fucking time. But I truly, genuinely think you are so funny. And comics like you are my favorite kind.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's the most, like, niche, like,
yeah.
The nichest takes on things I find so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, I'm not going to tell your jokes on here that I saw from your set that I saw, but that.
Oh, you can tell them whenever you want.
The shit that you said, dude, we were fucking. we laughed the whole way home. We were talking about your set the whole way home.
Oh, that's so great.
Like, thank fuck, you. It was Caleb's show, but fuck him. So we were talking about Chris the whole way home.
Well, he's an abuser, so.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you mm-hmm. are part of the insurrection. So.
That's right. Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely.
Naturally.
When you are in charge of it.
He's working from home.
Yeah.
That's his work from home mm-hmm. was the insurrection.
In Kansas City, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, dude. That's very sweet. And yeah. I told you that you were fantastic. And that was your thank first you. Time doing that.
Yeah, my very first
that's
time.
That's insane.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, that it was so funny.
Thank you. Thank you. I was telling Chris when I did my first five literally ever, I was fucking terrified.
You didn't seem it, no.
Oh, thank you. I'm really never like nervous about work stuff, and sometimes people are like, you're not nervous about this or whatever, and I'm like, no, because I don't know why, I'm like, eh, it's fine.
Yeah,
especially when because I've done like carpets and stuff, so I worked the Oscars last year, and a lot of people were asking me if I was super nervous, and I was like, nah.
Wow.
And I was like, because famous people, I feel like you would know this too, but like they're like this, they're super normal. And honestly, a lot of them really weird.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I see
they're
what you're
weird,
saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Because well, we're all theater actors, geeks at the end of the day.
Actors are, yeah.
They're weird.
Something's up.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Something's off.
They spend a lot of time in the parking lot of Scientology buildings.
But that would make me nervous. But that makes you not nervous. Weird.
Yeah, no. I'm just kind of like, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just another guy. That's what I always think. Another person.
You ever talk to an actor, you're like, are you gonna cry right now? Like within seconds, you're like, are you? Because it's like the recall's there, and like their face just is so expressive, and you're like, yeah, yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying hi.
Yeah, I have talked to actors where I was kind of like, like doing my best to not say anything. Yeah. Like Jamie Lee Curtis, when I interviewed her at the Oscars, she was wonderful. But she takes very measured pauses before she answers.
Mm.
So like when I asked her a question and she was like,
yeah, she's on a Palm Pilot with her publicist.
Yeah, she was literally like for like what felt like 20 minutes. But right. It was like, and I was
yeah.
like,
yeah,
I thought maybe I offended her or something. And she goes, that's a great question. And then she paused again. And then she started talking. And yeah. I was like, whoo.
I found you can do that in written when you're being interviewed in press.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like long ellipses, you know?
Yeah.
But on video, you probably shouldn't be going yeah. la la land.
It's one of those, like, even there was one girl I talked to. She wasn't an actor or anything. She worked like in the industry. And she would do this thing where every time she would ask me a question and I would answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would look at me like this. And then I would be like, you know.
Like a nutcracker?
Like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she would just stare at me with her mouth open. And then I would feel the need to keep talking to fill the space.
That's so how you start admitting to crimes you didn't even commit. That's a dangerous person.
I started just confessing all my sins.
Yeah. Like I hit him and I kept going.
I couldn't stop myself.
I'm sorry. I was scared.
Yeah. And then I would keep talking and I'd be like, you know, cause and she was like, no, I know. I understand. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, this is a really taxing conversation to have, so I'm going to move on. But it was great to talk to you.
Do you blush when that happens?
No, I feel like I just keep talking, which is annoying. Like, I could talk for, like, 30 minutes by myself.
Filibuster. You could
easily.
You could
do,
yeah, that's easily. Brilliant. That's brilliant.
That's easy money. Oh, man. If that was a job and they could source me, I would make a killing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just go up there and talk about anything for 45 minutes. Sometimes when I work with people, they're like, oh, you just kind of need to like vamp for like 2 minutes. I was like, locked in. Let's go. Fucking let's go. You're going to have to tell me to shut the fuck up if I'm being honest. Like, I can't stop talking.
I'm the opposite. I don't really talk that much.
No.
I didn't talk till I was 3 and they thought like something was seriously awry. And they took me to doctors and my sister would answer the questions for me. Like they were just like curious. Like they were journalists. What's your favorite color? He loves purple, right? Like
you'd be like,
like it was a New Yorker profile. But no, I don't. I'm trying to imagine. Like it must be nice to just like you know. I got my blood drawn recently for this thing, and
yeah,
I
yeah.
was like, to not freak out, I would start running my mouth.
Yeah.
So and it was quite soothing.
And it worked.
Maybe I should do it more.
Yeah, maybe that will help with your anxiety.
Just free associate. I was asking.
Start
I was like
yapping.
Small talking in a way. I was like, "What time did you get to work today?" Like a cop. What time did you show up? Where were you before?
Can anyone verify that information?
Yeah. Do you have his information? I'd love to see what he says, that if you were there or not. I was like saying stuff like, oh, it must be crazy to get here at 6 when it's still dark out. And I'm like, I would never say that. Unless I'm just like really panicky.
My boyfriend is like you. Like he hates small talking. He doesn't want to do it if he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
And the first time I took him to get his hair done by my hair girl, mm-hmm. like I worked with
I saw your hair girl chained up out there.
That's besides the point. Yeah. It's unrelated
to
this.
Please free me. To a radiator. And scissors taped to her hand.
All her limbs are replaced by scissors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a Saw movie.
Her toes.
When I took her there, took him there to get his hair done, I sat in there too, but like next to him in the chair. When we left, I was like, well, how do you feel? Do you like it? He's like, yeah. I just didn't know there was going to be that much talking.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
oh, no, that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's an hour talk.
If your hair is long, because he has an undercut, so like he'll go, he has a barber.
An underbite? What's an undercut?
Undercut. It's like underneath here. Like if you have it shaved underneath, but your hair is long.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So it's a little surprise for.
Yeah, it's a little peekaboo.
Whoever pulls it up.
It's a little like peep toe.
It's a little just between us.
Yeah. It's intimacy.
Yeah.
When you see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
And he was like, I didn't know there was going to be that much talking. And I was like, yeah, because obviously when you go to a salon and you get your hair dyed or whatever, it's like hours. Like it's like four or 5 hours.
I think that hair people are like their level of conversation. It's like PhD in conversation because they've done 10,000. I've never had such wild conversations than with hair people.
Yeah, they can talk forever.
It's incredible.
It's a skill. Like, and he was like, I never want to do that. Like the way he was immediately like, I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like, it's not worth it to him being forced to have conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, I can do it, like obviously fucking look at me, but
I
like,
prefer at home. I love when someone, you know, like punks who cut their own hair and it looks awesome.
Yeah,
like I just could never, but I wish I could.
Yeah, if I could do literally everything at home, I would, like every grooming, anything or other.
Have you ever tried
cutting my own hair? I did cut my widow's peak once because I hated it, mm-hmm. and then lived to regret that decision for like at least 5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, like because it took forever to grow back. Mm-hmm. Like, and my whole goal was to get rid of it. Turns out cutting it and
enhanced it.
And almost, yeah.
It made it stronger.
It draws attention to it almost mm-hmm. immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly believe
sounds like an Aesop's fable.
It's really a Greek tragedy is.
Yeah, but it's a valuable lesson.
It almost like got darker and went deeper on my forehead like Eddie Munster. I was like, okay, well, I definitely didn't have that before and now it's even worse. And it's funny because I tried to lie to my mom and say I didn't do it because she was like, did you cut your hair?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Mind you, like my widow's peak obviously is right here. It was like all buzzed like right here. Like it's
like a fryer tuck?
Yeah, like I literally cut it and then tried to shave it with a razor. I'm not kidding. And then it's like...
Like a crop circle?
Yeah, literally like the Avatar like... arrow on his head, like that was my fucking widow's peak.
Where they charge themselves at Whole Foods,
where they plug in.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And my mom was like, "You didn't cut that," and I was like, "No, it's buzzed. It's literally gray because it has like 5 o'clock shadow because I just shaved it recently." And she was like, "Okay," like she was kind of buying into my lie a little bit just to see if I would tell her on my own.
You could say you got stuck in a fence or something. You know, like you were like.
My mom knew I wasn't sticking my head in fences. I took a little too long in the bathroom and I came out with a new haircut.
She knew.
That's the only time I've ever like cut my own hair. Learned my lesson.
You learned. I did it once too and I looked like, remember when Mary Martin played Peter Pan?
This episode is brought to you by Accounting Plus. Ignore the unschooled skeptics. In terms of career, accounting is the way to go. We're talking flexibility, great pay, and the kind of lifestyle you've always dreamed of. It's a lifestyle that's less math and spreadsheets and more traveling, personal and professional growth, and making a positive impact on your family and community. If this sounds like what you're into, Accounting Plus provides free resources that will help guide you to a successful career in accounting and personal freedom. Do more, live more. Visit joinaccountingplus.com.
Okay, holding for science. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It
was like the
so.
Worst quality video I've ever seen in my life. It was like everyone was watching in the 90s. It was Mary Martin in a live thing of Peter Pan. And that's exactly what I look like when I cut my hair.
And did your family have any thoughts? They were just like, oh, that's Chris.
Yeah. Oh, Chris is up to his usual bullshit. Yeah. My family, well, they go, oh, you know, it's a lot of that. My dad, whenever I see him, whenever whatever I'm wearing, and I've been, like, I land down in Boston, he sees me, he goes, oh, Jesus. And my mom inspects me like a rental car, you know, like looking for dents and stuff. But my dad's just like, oh, Christ, Chris.
Gets worse every time.
What are you, oh, my God, that jacket, Chris. But there's like glee, you know. Yeah.
Oh. Everything you tell me about your childhood, it sounds like you were found in a forest or something. Like, they just decided to raise you.
Who's this freegan?
Yeah. They're like, I feel like I have a...
Look at this freegan child.
A little forest boy that doesn't speak English.
I did grow up in a very rural, surprisingly rural. People, when they would visit from college and stuff, every single person would get lost. Like, my neighborhood, there's no streetlights. It's like a Bermuda Triangle kind of thing.
What?
I didn't realize it. And like, one time an Uber driver was like, oh, I don't like this.
Well, like, with you sitting in the back and you're all... Yeah. I'd be a little nervy, too.
I am doing this. I'm going,
Real Jeffrey Dahmer situation. Get a little spooked.
Between you and me, I may or may not have sent in a self-tape for that.
You really?
We'll talk about that off, yeah.
Okay.
They requested. Actually, I think several comedians were in the running.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a little frightening.
It was obviously going to go to Peters.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think they're just looking for a laugh, you know.
Yeah, you're like, oh, so you don't want an actual creepo. You want one that people want to have sex with.
Right. Yeah. Why do they need to do that? Why do they need to make the Jeffrey Dahmer movie? Like,
for the 20th time, I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't.
It's not really.
I think
fun.
We got it.
Yeah,
I think we got it.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done those things.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, we know all about him. I don't even know anymore. I'm good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I saw this documentary once. It was like this British guy, and he goes to the scariest places in the world.
Nice.
And like, so one of the first episode, he goes to like the suicide forest in Japan.
Oh yeah.
And then like next one, he goes to this like abandoned prison in South America. There's like one where he goes, to Jeffrey Dahmer's like,
this isn't Logan horror? Paul you're talking about.
Oh no, it's not.
He went to Dahmer.
Oh, that's something else.
Yeah. He went to Dahmer's like the bar in Milwaukee or whatever.
Yeah. Like he went to like the apartment. He did like the ghost tour.
Oh,
he like met like a fan of his, like it was
a fan of Dahmer's.
Oh yeah. He has so many.
Of course.
Like weird, like culty fans. And like he goes and he spends time with her. It's crazy. When
those
I watched
people
it,
should probably not be allowed to be fans. I mean, we need to. We'll
or
keep,
like outside.
Keep an eye on them.
Yeah. Or like amongst other people.
That's right.
I wouldn't. I mean, they let us be out amongst other people, so.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about literally just a bunch of nonsense the whole time. Had a blast.
The amount of maxi pads in the bathrooms here, I would describe as alt left.
Fucking liberals. These liberal snowflakes putting pads in every bathroom.
It's the amount.
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That has nothing to do with pads. I would love to ask you a serious question.
Sure.
Because I genuinely, like I said earlier, I love your comedy. I think you're so fucking talented, so funny. I would love to know if you have any advice for any aspiring stand-up comics.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, just to do it as often as you can.
Totally.
And to have a, you know. Oh, and you know what? I wish that someone had told me to not be afraid of doing new material more. Started in, truly in like the Johnny Carson model of like have a good 5 to 7.
Yeah.
And so like there's this thing of trying new, like if it's like a Friday or Saturday night, like at the club, like make sure this you're going to kill, like you never know want to kill.
Yeah.
But then you get stuck in these like ruts of just doing the same material. So like I would say always be pushing yourself to try new stuff.
Totally.
Obviously always be listening not just to the crowd but to yourself and what feels good, and and just do it as often as you can.
Period. Yeah. Love that. And also please everyone go watch Chris do stand up, and you have a special currently on the cock, peacock. Which
that
is
was
fitting.
Shocking. I don't know why I got so shocked. I never heard this. Wow. I think that's how you locked eyes with me when you said the cock.
It's well, important. Whoa. It's important to make eye contact in those moments. Yeah, yeah. So you feel safe with me.
Yeah. Completely.
But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I think you're so fucking funny and talented.
I think you're so fucking funny and
talented. Honor to have had you Honor as a guest. Had. And where can everybody find you?
You can find me on WeBuyUglyHouses.com and Joe Biden's TikTok.
And make sure y'all go watch Chris Fleming's stand-up on Peacock. It's on there right now.
Yeah, as we
and
speak.
Make sure you follow Chris on Instagram.
Do yeah,
you
oh, yeah. Let's do Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
Let's do Instagram. Follow Drew on Instagram.
Go ahead and comment down below.
Get out of your Spotify app.
Right
that's
now,
using
pause.
So much data, I'm sure, on your phone. Because I'm sure they don't have it worked out yet, the video. I'm sure it's like, you know, I'm sure your phone is piping hot if you've watched all.
It's roaring like an engine.
Yeah. Go for that's the way to go from 100 to 0%. Watch one of these episodes on Spotify, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, get a new phone.
It's like playing The Sims on a laptop. It's just a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure y'all go follow Chris on Instagram and watch and all the things that he does, whether it's his stand-up live or his special on Peacock. And thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Comment Section. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday, or you can watch the video for free and exclusively on our favorite app, Spotify, that Chris has a really big problem with when it comes to the video.
I'm a conservationalist.
A minimalist.
Yeah.
Yeah, an app minimalist.
I fear change.
That means he's 100, so, as you heard. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you next week. Bye!